When Christopher Nolan's Interstellar premiered in 2014, it wasn't just another sci-fi blockbuster. It was a revolutionary marriage of cutting-edge physics and Hollywood storytelling. Behind the scenes stood physicist Kip Thorne, whose half-century career exploring black holes and gravitational waves made him the perfect scientific consultant. The film has since become required viewing in university physics courses, with Neil deGrasse Tyson calling it the most scientifically accurate science fiction film ever made. Even Stephen Hawking praised its portrayal of black hole physics after a private screening. What makes this film so special? It transforms abstract concepts like warped space-time and relativistic time dilation into visceral experiences that both scientists and general audiences can appreciate. Let's journey through the warped space-time of interstellar science, exploring how abstract physics became visual poetry. Einstein revolutionized our understanding by showing gravity emerges from space-time warping. His law of time warps states everything gravitates toward where it ages most slowly. The greater the time slowing, the stronger gravity's pull. Microseconds on Earth, hours on neutron stars, and infinite at a black hole surface where time stops completely. This explains why Cooper ages only hours while his daughter Murph ages decades. GPS satellites demonstrate this principle practically. They orbit 20,000 kilometers above Earth, where time flows slightly faster. Without relativistic corrections, navigation would drift kilometers off course daily. Einstein also determined that warped time necessitates warped space, creating phenomena like wormholes and gravitational lensing featured in Interstellar. Interstellar travel faces an insurmountable challenge: vast distances. Conventional technology would require thousands of years to reach even nearby habitable planets. Wormholes represent not merely a plot device, but the only scientifically plausible solution. John Wheeler named them for their resemblance to wormholes and apples, providing shortcuts through the bulk or hyperspace. Ludwig Flam discovered a solution to Einstein's equations describing such structures in 1916, just 1 year after general relativity's formulation. Black holes aren't cosmic vacuum cleaners. They're entirely warped space and time. We discover this warping when measurements become distorted, like an ant on a trampoline with a heavy rock. At a black hole's center lies a singularity, a region of infinite warping with infinitely strong tidal forces. A black hole's power comes from extreme time warping. Near the horizon, time flows increasingly slowly until stopping completely at the horizon itself, creating an infinitely strong gravitational pull. Inside, time becomes so warped it flows in what would normally be a spatial direction, preventing escape. Interstellar's gargantua is defined by just two characteristics, mass and spin rate. As physicist John Wheeler said, a black hole has no hair. Gargantua must be about 100 million times our sun's mass for Wheeler's planet to survive its tidal forces. With a horizon circumference of about 1 billion kilometers, Gargantua spins at a rate just one part in 100 trillion less than maximum, creating the extreme time dilation where 1 hour equals 7 Earth years. How do you show something that cannot be seen? Black holes emit no light, so Gargantua could only be visualized by its influence on surrounding objects. Christopher Nolan insisted on physical accuracy, so visual effects supervisor Paul Franklin collaborated directly with Thorne to create something unprecedented. Thorne derived equations for light ray trajectories using Einstein's relativistic laws and implemented them in Mathematica. Physicist Oliver James at Double Negative converted these into IMAX-ready code. The first visualization stunned even Thorne, revealing aspects of black hole physics he hadn't anticipated, like the asymmetrical brightness of the accretion disk caused by relativistic effects. For non-spinning black holes, warped space creates multiple images of the same star. Gargantua's rapid spin dramatically alters these patterns, creating two distinct Einstein rings and concentrating star streaming into high-speed strips. What audiences saw wasn't artistic interpretation, but actual physics rendered with unprecedented accuracy. This visualization was so groundbreaking that Thorne and the visual effects team published two scientific papers, perhaps the first time Hollywood special effects have advanced theoretical physics. The wormhole in Interstellar was designed as if created by an advanced civilization. Thorne provided three adjustable handles, radius, length, and lensing width. Nolan chose a very short wormhole with modest lensing to ensure clarity while still showing intriguing gravitational effects. The film doesn't just use wormholes as magical doorways, it explores their scientific implications. When the Endurance approaches the wormhole, we see exactly what Einstein's equations predict, a spherical distortion of stars behind it, with Saturn appearing to wrap around its edges due to gravitational lensing. This represents the most accurate depiction of a wormhole ever created for film. The film's most mind-bending sequence occurs when Cooper enters the Tesseract, a four-dimensional cube constructed by future humans who have mastered the fifth dimension. A Tesseract has eight three-dimensional faces, cubes, just as a cube has six two-dimensional faces. Nolan's Tesseract creates a lattice where cross-sections of Murph's bedroom appear at different moments in time, allowing Cooper to interact with gravity across time itself. Spinning black holes like Gargantua create a vortex in space-time, dragging everything into their whirling motion like a straw caught in a tornado. Mathematical formulas describing this behavior enabled the filmmakers to create the most scientifically accurate black hole visualization ever seen on screen. Near Gargantua, extreme gravity temporarily traps light in unstable orbits outside the horizon. These photons circle multiple times before escaping or falling in, creating what Thorne calls the shell of fire. This phenomenon produces Gargantua's distinctive shadow and the thin, bright ring of fire visible to the Endurance's crew. Physics equations translated directly into visual effects. The Tesseract operates on specific rules. Physical objects can't travel backward in time, but gravitational forces can. When Cooper pushes on a book's world tube, he creates gravitational waves affecting objects in Murph's bedroom years earlier. This sequence uses higher-dimensional mathematics to explore the film's emotional core, the father-daughter connection across time and space. Interstellar delivers an optimistic message. We inhabit a universe governed by physical laws that humans can discover and harness to control our destiny. The film celebrates our potential to master the science necessary for survival, showing how theoretical physics, often seen as abstract, might ultimately save our species. What distinguishes Interstellar is how it integrates complex physics into a human narrative about love, sacrifice, and hope. It shows that scientific and emotional truths can complement each other, as our greatest scientific achievements often emerge from our deepest human connections. As we confront our own planetary challenges, the film reminds us that science is a powerful way of thinking that helps navigate difficult problems. By combining scientific rigor with human creativity, we might find our path to the stars. Though vast and often incomprehensible, the universe becomes accessible through curiosity, determination, and courage, allowing humanity to transcend earthly limitations and reach for something greater both among the stars and within ourselves.